各位菩萨们，早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
我们上一次是几月讲话头禅
？When was the last time we talk about 话头 method？
都忘记了。八月，八月。
That was in August.
八月距离现在十二月哈，这样有几个月啊？大概四个月。
From August to now is about 4 months apart.
很考验大家的记忆力哦。这个从上次八月呢两堂课哈，我们有向大家介绍到就是话头禅是什么，还有用话头呢会有什么功能，还有话头禅怎么用。然后常用的话头禅有哪几句？还有话头禅在日常生活当中是怎么用的？我们都有在八月的这两堂课，就是很仔细的跟大家说明。不知道大家还记得吗
？So from August to now, it's about 4 months apart. I'm going to test your memory. So before we start, this is a little review. From last time, we introduced what is the 话头 method, and what is the function of the 话头 method, and how do we use it in the daily life, and what are the 话头 phrases to use.
那想要问问各位菩萨们，你们有没有了解中国禅的特色是什么？像我们东出禅师的菩萨们长期都听很多不论是师父还是很多我们比丘法师的弘法都听很多，那你们知道中国禅的特色是什么吗？
So first of all, I want to ask you what is the special characteristic of Chinese Chan?And if you come to a Chan Meditation Center to listen to lecture, you probably heard from Shifu and probably from other Fashis. So what is it? What is the special characteristic of a Chinese Chan?
啊，都没有声音。
Anybody?
Okay, 好。中国呢，中国这个佛法传到了中国，那在中国形成了有中国特色的一个佛教，那禅呢传到了这个中国呢，在中国自然也形成了自己中国禅宗的一种特色。那中国的社会跟印度的社会不大一样的是，印度的社会他知道要供养修行人，就是他们有供养修行人的观念，那在中国呢这种观念比较少。如果说中国的修行人都要靠人供养的话，是可能会什么饿肚子没饭吃。所以中国禅的特色就是他必须要自己帮助自己，他没办法全部是由信众来供养，除非是你在当时中国是一个非常德高望重，然后非常特殊，就是你有非常特殊的，比如说你很会讲经弘法，你有特殊能力的，这样子的出家人才会有人供养，否则大部分都很少。所以呢中国禅的特色就是自己出家中要自己要靠自己生活。好。
So, the big difference of a Chinese, Buddhism and then from the Indian Buddhism is back in India, and this practitioner, there's always a disciple make offerings to the monastic. See, they don't really have to do anything, they don't have to work, and they just focus on practice. But in Chinese, it's a different style in different society, and we don't usually do that. Unless this particular monastic, this particular monk is very famous and it has a very special capability and then they give a teaching. So, and people are doing this practitioner and they will make offerings to this practitioner. Otherwise, majority of practitioner, monastic, and they all supply themselves and they all help themselves to make a living. If they have to depend on disciple to make offerings to them, and they end up starving.
所以中国禅的特色就是白天呢，出家众需要出坡工作，然后晚上呢，再进行各自的修行用功。
So the special characteristic of a Chinese Buddhism is during the day, the monastic has to work, so to supply themselves, and then at the night time, then they will be able to have time to practice.
所以呢，禅宗发挥极致的，我们知道就是六祖慧能大师。所以六祖慧能大师呢，提出了禅修呢要在动中修，静中一样可以修。所以呢，他提出了动静，就是动中修，静中也可以修。
So the great patriarch, sixth patriarch, Master Hui Neng, and he promote, and you can practice in the daily activity in motion, and also you can practice in stillness. You can practice in both.
好，所以呢，动静调配的修是六祖慧能大师所提出的。那我们知道我们这一期都是讲化头禅齁。那化头禅呢，师父在书里面有提到，其实化头是从慧能大师开始的齁。最早是从慧能大师齁。我们知道慧能大师他得到了五祖弘忍的这个衣钵，就是得到他的传法之后，他到了南方去。齁。那到了南方去呢，当时就是有一个五祖弘忍的弟子叫慧明，慧明法师，他也是要跟着这个五祖学，但是那个时候五祖弘忍大师已经老了，他没办法再深作说法，所以呢，这个弘忍大师呢，就请他去找慧能，就得到传法的这个慧能大师去找他修行。好，于是这个慧明呢，就找到了这个六祖慧能大师，然后呢，跟他请法。请求说，我要怎么修行才能得力？于是呢，这个六祖慧能大师呢就跟他说，你现在呢什么都不要想，不要想好不好，然后呢不要想善或恶，在这个前提下呢，你去问你的本来面目是什么，什么是你的本来面目？好，那慧明呢，慧明法师呢，就是用这个方法哈，去问他自己的本来面目是什么，于是呢，他就开悟了。好，所以呢，他就是用这个方法，好，六祖慧能大师教的，是什么方法？执心，我的答案都是在荧幕上，执心哈。所以呢，慧能大师教这个慧明呢，慧明法师就是用执心的这个方法。他用执心的方法，就是叫他什么都不要想嘛，不要想好不好、善或恶，然后你当下去参你的本来面目是什么。于是呢，他就开悟了哈。所以他这是用执心法，用执心呢方法开悟的一个例子哈。
So,
那我们哦。
So, Hua Tou method, and actually it is start from, the sixth patriarch, Master Hui Neng. And, Master Hui Neng teaches, and, you can, practice, and, in the motion, in the moving activities, and in the stillness. So, and then back then, when, sixth patriarch, Hui Neng, and got a transmission from fifth patriarch, Hong Ren, So, and Master Huinen and moving, going toward south. And at that time, and there's one disciple called Hui Ming, and he want to get a teaching from Master Hongren, fifth patriarch. But fifth patriarch is already old. So he say, and I already transmitted a Dharma and to sixth patriarch. Why don't you go seek a Dharma from him? So Master, disciple Hui Ming finally found sixth patriarch Hui Nen. So he asking sixth patriarch Hui Nen expounding Dharma for him. So Master Hui Nen was saying, without thinking Hosen, without thinking on Hosen, what is your Hui Ming's original face? So he keep asking himself this question. And so Hui Ming, again, he's enlightenment and see the nature. So, and what is the sixth patriarch's teaching? So in from the sixth patriarch platform sutra, use the straightforward mind to apply the method. And without thinking Hosen, without thinking on Hosen, what is the original face?
所以呢，我们今天这一堂课，我们会用六祖坛经的修行观念跟修行方法来告诉大家要怎么样子来修行。好，所以我们这一堂课会用六祖坛经的修行观念跟方法，好，让大家了解。好，那首先呢，六祖坛经里面有讲到哈一句很重要的话，就是执心是道场，执心是净土。
So this lecture, we're going to use the Six Patriarch Platform Sutra, the concept and the method and in the most in the lecture. So there's a very, there's a phrase in the Platform Sutra. It says, the straightforward mind is the Bodhi Mandala, which is the place of enlightenment. The straightforward mind is the pure land.
好，那我们来解释哦，什么是执心？然后什么是道场，什么是净土？刚那句话，哦，有执心、道场，还有净土。那我们分别会来解释。
So what is the straightforward mind? What is the place of enlightenment? What is the pure land?
好，首先我们来看执心哈。执心是心直口快吗？就是。想讲什么哇？心很直，忙就啪就出来了吼。心直口快，大家有遇到过这种人吗？哇，点头的很多，啊啊，所以都潜伏在我们的身边。哦，心直口快是直心吗？我打一个问号哈。然后直截了当，就是做事啊、做事情啊都很直截了当，是直心吗？还有这个人我们都常说，哎，很老实，很老实算执心吗？或者是他为人很坦率，然后很有信用，或者是他为人很单纯，这都算执心吗？
So what is a straightforward mind? And is it blunt and speak one's mind freely? Or speak in straightforward term? Or honest? Or candid frank?Or integrity, or simple or pure, what is it?
好，师父讲的执心哈，第一个没有自我的什么立场，还有没有个人的厉害，还有呢没有把个人的判断呢放进去，同时呢是超越主观跟客观。
From Sifu Master Shen Yan said, what is the straightforward mind? It's no self-standpoint, no self-expediency, no personal judgment. There's a surpass subjectivity and objectivity.
大家有没有发现到一个共通点，就是没有什么放进去。对，没有把我放进去。好，这个大家很容易理解。所以执心呢，它有一个前提，就是你不要把你的自我放进去。所以呢，没有自我的立场，不要把个人的利害得失或者是判断放进去，这就是执心。还有要超越主观， 跟客观。主观我们可以理解，就是主观就是你一个人的意见，就是主观嘛，我们知道，哎，这个是不算执行。那客观，师父有提到说，连客观都要超越。师父有提到一个，就是说，一个盲人看不见嘛，然后呢，十个盲人加起来看得见吗？还是看不见？好，虽然一跟十，十代表多数嘛，可是这个多数你一个人看不见，那十个看不见的加起来是看不见，所以呢，客观需要超越。还有比如说，一个人不知道五是什么，好，那十个不知道五是什么的人加起来，然后讨论一下，投票表决，结果答案是还是不知道五是什么，哈，所以呢。师父说连这种客观都要超越，就像我们一般世界上常常发明了一些理论，一个很伟大的理论，那过没多久之后呢，它会被新的理论又推翻掉，所以如果它是一个很客观的理论，它不可能会被推翻掉，所以它一直会被推翻掉，就表示呢它不够客观，所以执心呢连客观呢都要超越。
So the commonality among all these no self standpoint, no self expediency, no personal judgment surpass objectivity and subjectivity. So the commonality is not putting self in there. So, and also and surpass subjectivity and objectivity. And subjectivity, it means my own opinion. So, definitely need to surpass. Why objectivity? So, 师父was using this example. One blind person cannot see. So, 10 blind persons still cannot see. So, if one person don't know what is wu, so, and 10 people don't know what is wu, then these 10 people get together and discuss what is wu. They still don't have the answer what is wu. So, therefore, it's not only surpass the subjectivity,and also need to surpass the objectivity. And like some great theory and at a contemporary, maybe a few years down the line, and some new theory will substitute that and will overturn this current great theory. And that it means this great theory currently is not strong enough, is not objectivity enough, objective enough, and so later on this new theory will be substituted.
好，接着呢，我们来看何谓是道场。道场呢，师父有提出三个观念，就是能够让你见到佛性的地方算道场，还有呢，能够让你见到佛性的这一桩事，就是你开悟的这个过程。这一桩事也算道场，还有道场呢，它不是固定的一个地方，或者是一定的空间才是道场。所以像不是有一些常常我们在书上看到，他听到一个什么竹子声音敲到墙壁，然后呢他就开悟了。像虚云老和尚，我们大家都知道，他听到茶杯掉到地上，啪一声开悟。然后师父是听到什么拍床板，然后呢？这个林元老上跟他说放下，好开悟，所以开悟不一定是一个地方，好，所以但是开悟有可能就是具足这一些，好，就是可以让你见佛性的这桩事，好，不一定是在某一个特定的地方或道场才可以。
So what is the Bodhi Mandala or what is the place of enlightenment?Is the, from Shifu, is the place can let you reveal the Buddha nature. Is the matter can let you reveal the Buddha nature. And it is not a necessary, a fixed place or space. And for example, some master may be here, bamboo striking each other and then getting enlightenment. And Master Xu Yun, and it was in Gaoming Monastery when the cup was dropped on the floor and the sound of a shatterness, and then he gained his enlightenment. For our Shifu Master Shen Yan, it was when Master Lin Yuan and strike on the wooden bed and then tell him to let go of everything. And so that the striking sound, and Shifu gained his enlightenment. So it's not a necessary a fixed place or space.
那什么是净土？净土有两种，一种是我们大家所知道的，就是因为你虔诚的信仰，哦，然后你修行到了极致，你所向往的一个佛国的世界，哦，这就是佛国净土。那大家比较常知道的就是有阿弥陀佛的净土，还有药师琉璃光世界的净土，还有种种，哦，像十方诸佛的这一些佛所成立的这些佛国的地方呢，就叫做佛国净土。那除了佛国净土呢，还有什么净土？对，自心净土。那师父有提到自心净土怎么办到，就是当你的心能够平静，然后远离这些恐惧啊，然后你的心里面没有任何烦恼还有冲突，这样子的状态下呢，你的净土就是在你的自心。
What is pure land? And from the sutra, pure land is when we practice is the place or maybe a location and we look up to, you want to go. And this is pure land of the Buddha. And from the sutra, this Amitabha's Buddha land. And this medicine Buddha's pure land. And this Buddha's pure land from the 10 direction. So this is the pure land of the Buddha's.Another type of pure land is pure land of the self-mind. So, and what can keep your mind and calm? No fear, no vexation, and no conflict. That's the pure land of a self-mind.
所以呢，我们知道哈，大家最熟悉的是什么？西方极乐世界净土。西方极乐世界净土离我们这个世界有多远？十万亿，对不对？所以呢，对，十万亿佛的，对对。所以呢，曾经有一个长老，他就有讲这句话，你当他听了就觉得，哎，很受用。他说：“莫道西方十万亿，西方只在自心田。”
莫道西方，
就是不要说西方呢，离这里有十万亿佛土，其实西方就在你自己的心里面。
是谁讲？应该是智于老和尚。
So a lot of time we heard a very commonly speaking use is Western Pure Land, and Western Pure Land is 100,000 million away? I don't get it right. Well, anyway, so from Master Zhi Yu, and he was saying in this very famous phrase, he said, don't go to this Western Pure Land far, far away. This Pure Land actually in your self-mind.
所以呢，我们如果能够用直心修行呢，随时随地我们都处在哪里？净土，因为执心就是没有什么，没有把你的自我放进去，通常都是有自我放进去才会开始有很多的种种烦恼。所以如果你想要活在净土当中呢，就是随时随地练习用执心这个方法。
So I use a straightforward mind to practice anytime, anywhere is always in the pure land. And use a straightforward mind, and then you will not have the self-centeredness in that straightforward mind. So use that method and that way to practice. So anytime, anywhere you are in the pure land.
接着我们再来看六祖坛经这一段经文啊。善知识又见有人教人做， 看心看境，不动不起，从此至公，迷人不悟，变直成颠，即有数百般以如此教导者，故知大错。
Next, let's look at this phrase from Platform Sutra. Good advisors, they are those who teach people to sit and look, to sit looking at the mind and contemplate stillness without moving or arising. You are supposed to make an effort of this basis of this. These deluded people do not understand, and in their grasping, become mixed up like all of you here. You should understand that such superficial teachings are greatly mistaken.
好，这段经文呢，主要是慧能大师在讲，当时就是有很多的人教人修行，都是用这种方法。怎么教？他就是叫你呢坐下之后呢，然后就看你的心。然后让你的心呢不要有妄念杂念，然后呢从此坐下去之后呢，就是要一直坐下去，不要动。所以这是当时六祖慧能大师他们的那个时代里面，大部分的人教人家修行都是用这个方式。然后其实慧能大师不主张这样子的方式，就是坐下去之后呢都不动，然后以为这个坐下去呢不动心呢不起任何妄念，这样子的一个过程就叫修行，所以这是大错特错。师父有提到，我看一下这张图片是什么图片，豆子，然后里面有什么水，所以这个水泡豆子会不会产生变化，会有什么变化？发芽，然后还有什么？水会发臭就是讲的比较 detail， 会发臭，然后发臭之后会发芽这样好。所以呢，冷水泡豆子呢，师父说，冷水泡豆子它多少还会起变化，对不对？好，我们来看哈。对，很聪明。然后呢，冷水呢，石头如果一直泡在冷水，它会不会起什么变化？就是泡，师父说泡上千年、万年、亿年都不会起变化，因为它还是石头。好，所以上面那一段经文就是在讲修行，当时修行的方式就是大部分会变成一种枯坐冷水泡石头的一种现象。
So why six patria and said that? Because during that time and there's a lot of people teach people how to meditate. It's just a sit. And then once you sit still and you're not moving, and then you start to contemplate and looking your mind inside. And so as long as you don't have any wandering thoughts and you don't have any distracting thoughts, and then that means practice. So Master Hui Nen was saying this is totally wrong. This is a great mistake. So that's why I was showing you about this two picture. First picture is soaking the bean in the cold water. And they actually had some changes and for the beans and soaking the cold water. And the water may be turning into some foul smell. But the bean itself and start to sprout, to start to germinate. And then the bean actually have some changes. But if you soak rocks in the cold water, you can soak in 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, and the rock is still rock. So it really means that at that time, and the method and use from the teacher, a practitioner is erroneous, is very wrong. It's like soaking the rock in the cold water.
所以呢，参话头呢，我们不是像冷水泡石头，就是一直坐在那好。所以师父提醒我们，参话头呢不是心理， 什么都没有，而是心里要有一句话头，就是不断要有一个话头提起来，而且最重要的是要有一个什么？怡情。我们前两堂课有提到，话头呢，你能不能用得得力，那个怡情很重要，就是你想知道的那个心，就是怡情。
So, using 话头Excuse me. Using 话头 and it's the same way. So if you just sit there and not doing anything and not have any wandering thought, extracting thoughts and just sitting there and do nothing, and that is like soaking the rock in the cold water. So using 话头的 right way is to apply 话头, and it's not because without anything in the mind, and rather the 话头, it has the 话头 in the mind when you practice 话头 method. And another important thing is the great Tao sensations in your mind. This great Tao in sensation is very important. Why? Because you have this great Tao sensation, and then because you want to know, give you a sense of urgency, you want to know the answer. That is the great Tao sensation.
所以呢，用话头呢要得力，必须要怡情。接着我们再来看下一段《六祖坛经》的经文。善知识定慧犹如何等？如灯光，有灯即有光，无灯即无光。灯是光之体，光是灯之用，明即有耳，体无两般，此定慧法亦复如是。
So next platform sutra, good advisor, what is it that samadhi and wisdom equivalent? It is like the light of a lamp. When the lamp exists, there is a light. When there is no lamp, and there is darkness, and the lamp of the essence of lamp is the essence of the light, and the light is the function of the lamp. Although the names are different,In essence, they are fundamentally identical. The Dharma of Samadhi and wisdom is just like this.
好，这段经文主要在讲，用定慧来形容，用灯光来形容定慧，就是有灯就会有光，那没有灯的时候呢，就没有光。好
So.So this phrase is use light and lamp as an analogy and for samadhi and wisdom. So there is light and there is lamp, there is light. There's no lamp, there's no light, there's darkness.
所以刚那段经文呢，慧能大师要告诉我们，就是定跟慧呢是要一体的，定跟慧呢是要同时的。但是呢，一般往往很难定慧一体。那往往会有什么情况呢？首先，我们先看橘色的这个圈圈里面哈，有定无慧。什么叫有定无慧？就是像大家一般所知道的哈，修定，修很深的禅定，像一些世间禅、四禅八定，这个很深的定呢。他能不能够发挥不一定，就是他修的虽然他可以入很深的定，但他并不一定能够发这个解脱的智慧。然后我们再来看右边这个绿色的圈圈，另外一种情形就是他没有定作基础，然后而有慧，那这种慧呢，就是往往容易变成很狂的慧，或者是浮动踏实不稳定的慧，如果没有以禅定为基础的这个慧，会变成这种情形。
So what does mean? Samadhi and wisdom andtogether, or samadhi and wisdom is one essence, or samadhi and wisdom simultaneously. So.Samadhi and wisdom not necessary come together and for a lot of situations. So in the orange circle, it says this has a samadhi without wisdom. And some people and practice, some practitioner practice and a samadhi. And so they get a very deep samadhi and they are reaching, and there's a four samadhi, of four meditation and a samadhi. And, but that doesn't mean and they gain the liberation wisdom. So in the green circle is and has wisdom without samadhi, and so and this practitioner may be very clever and may be very and smart and then has a lot of wisdom, but this wisdom without samadhi as a base, and so it's very unstable.
所以我们大家都知道吼，在佛成道以后，他最先到鹿野苑度谁？对，度五位比丘。那这五位比丘呢，原本就跟佛陀还没成佛以前，他们就一起修禅定的禅修，所以他们有禅修很禅，所以他们是有禅定的基础。那听到佛呢开悟之后，为他们说了什么？四个。对对对，为他们说了四圣谛、苦集、灭道。之后呢，当下这五位比丘呢就什么？开悟，开悟呢？他们开悟的状况就是用什么定慧一体，因为他们本身已经有禅定的基础，然后听到佛的智慧引导跟他们说法之后呢，他们当下开悟。那他们开悟的这个状况所产生的慧呢，是很踏实的慧，因为他有很深的禅定作为基础。
So when Buddha gained his enlightenment, and first, what did he do? He went to the deer park and to deliver his five disciples. And these five disciples, and they already practiced meditation for a very long time. They have a very deep base, they already have a very deep base of a samadhi. So the first thing Buddha expounded Dharma to them is the Four Noble Truths. And There's no suffering. There's no cause of suffering. There's no cessation of suffering. There's no past. So these four noble truths. So these five disciples gained their enlightenment. And so when they gain enlightenment, and they are samadhi and wisdom, and it's a one essence. And so because they already have a very deep background of a samadhi, so their wisdom arising and from the enlightenment, so it's very stable, very steady, very deep.
所以在六祖慧能大师以前，大部分只要是要修定，一定是要打坐。但是从六祖慧能大师以后呢，他主张在动中一样可以修定。像慧能大师他，我们知道嘛，他还没去五祖弘忍座下修行的时候，他是一个柴夫，砍柴的，他的工作很简单。然后到了这个五祖的门下之后呢，他做什么？舂米，嘿，也是一样很单纯的工作。所以他就是在这种很单纯的环境下呢，在洞中修定。所以洞中修定是从六祖慧能大师以后提出的。那在洞中修定呢，你的心呢一样可以保持很安静，不受动摇，任何遇到任何的这个环境的状况呢，你的心呢都一样不会起任何波动。这个就是慧能大师所主张的，就是在静上练心。这容不容易？不容易，因为我们常常会什么心随境转，所以呢我们要慢慢练，练成什么静随心转。
So before six patriot, and if people want to practice samadhi, and they usually use a sitting method. And so after six patriot, and people start to practice samadhi in the movement, and we know back then six patriot, and it was a woodcutter. And so he was doing some simple work in cutting the wood. And after he went to on the fifth patriarch to practice, and he was working in the kitchen. So his job is simply grinding the grains. So it's a very simple movement. So in the movement, and he always practices samadhi. So, but his mind is very calm, very stable. It's not moving by or perturbed by the outside environment. So this is not that easy to do, and it's very tough, but we have to practice. We have to cultivate the mind in all conditions. So normally our mind is follow all the condition around us and then be turned by. So now we want to reverse. We want to cultivate the mind in all conditions.
师父呢，曾经呢遇到一个年轻人，他只要一打坐呢，就可以坐一整天，坐得非常好，像佛一样都不动。可是呢，他只要一下坐，遇到人呢，遇到任何事情，他就非常容易发火，非常容易生气。师父就问他说：“哎，你打坐坐这么好，那怎么会这么容易生气？是不是心没调好？”然后他说：“师父，你没看过吗？这位是谁？”乌尼达摩，你看他的样子，永远都这么生气，而且他就是很有修行，所以他永远生气。所以师父就跟这个年轻人说：“他不是生气，他是就长得这样子，所以他在学菩提达摩。”所以呢，我们修禅修的人呢，常常会有一句话哈，宁动千江水，然后呢，莫扰到人心哈。所以师父说，常常会有一些打坐的人会觉得以这句话呢来镇压其他人呢，就是说，哎，我要修行，不要吵我，不然吵我这个罪过很大哈。师父说呢，我们不要常常呢用这一句话哈，宁动千江水，莫扰到人心来怎么样来当挡箭牌。那师父说呢，哎，我们最好要用什么呢？我们修行的人呢，最好用一个护身符。大家看到这个什么？开运除厄御守护身符，因为我是比用一个图片来比喻哈。是说我们最好的护身符是什么？不是宁动千江水，勿扰到人心这一个哈。我们最好的护身符是什么？定慧并用。所以我们要练习哦，常常就是。定跟慧同时用，就是你在定的同时呢，你也要起观照，就是定跟慧这样双运的用呢，这才是我们修禅修的人最好的护身符。
So, back then, 师父met a young guy. So when he sitting meditation, he can sit one day. So, once he get off his meditation, and so he is very angry, and angry about anything, any people, so anybody. So, and Sifu was asking, why are you acting like that? Because during the meditation, and you're not making a proper adjustment, and so, and he said, Sifu, have you looked at a Bodhidharma's picture?Look at him. He always angry. Look at his angry look. So I'm learning from him. And Sifu said, this is not he's showing his anger. And it's just because that's the way he look like. So, and also, this common phrase and said, and you rather disturb in the water of a thousand rivers. And you cannot disturb the practitioner's mind. So a lot of time practitioner use that phrase and say, as my protector, hey, do not disturb me. I'm a practitioner. I'm in practice. You better respect that. So, and that actually is very erroneous. So, and what's our protector and what's our amulet? It's really applying both samadhi and wisdom and applying samadhi and wisdom simultaneously. So while you practice samadhi and also you have to and has a contemplation, so you have to use both simultaneously.
所以我们的护身符叫做什么？定慧并用。好，怎么不动？好，接着我们再来看《坛经》这一段经文哦，善知识法无钝见，人有利钝，迷即见起，悟人顿修，自是本心，自见本性，悟即原无差别，不悟即常结轮回。
Next phrase from Platform Sutra. Good advisors, the correct teachings is fundamentally without either sudden or gradual. It is the human nature that is either sharp or dull. Deluded people cultivate gradually, while enlightened people suddenly conform to the truth.If you recognize your own fundamental mind and see your own fundamental nature, enlightened will be no such distinctions. Without enlightenment, will be in transmigration for many kalpas.
好，这一段经文不长，但是呢，它有很丰富的内容。它在讲什么？顿见，还有迷悟。还有呢，快慢。
So it's not a long phrase, and but encompassing a lot of information, and it talks about gradual, sudden, deluded and enlightened, fast and slow.
好，六祖慧能大师他有提出法有没有顿渐之分？没有。法没有顿渐之分，但是人有什么之分？利跟顿。
So from six patria, he said, the correct teaching is fundamentally without either sudden or gradual. People has a sharp or and dull karmic roots.
所以以佛法来说呢，佛法分解跟行。那解就是你对于方法了解，还有对于教理的了解之后呢，通通大家都听一样的教理然后方法之后呢，每一个人就起修了，对不对？去实践怎么样修行。那修行之后呢，有的人会这一生就开悟，但有的人呢，这一生没办法，连下一生也没办法，所以要很多劫才有办法。
So when we listen Buddha Dharma and then we understand the method, we understand the teaching, and then we carry out, we apply, we use it, we practice. And so, and some people can gain their enlightenment in this lifetime, and some people may not gain enlightenment in this lifetime, and may not gain enlightenment next lifetime, may never gain enlightenment. This is all different kind.
所以在法华经里面呢，有两个例子哈，一个是呢，一尊古佛，他修了多少劫？他修了六十劫呢，修了这么久的时间都没有开悟。但是呢，龙女，就是龙王的女儿哈，她八岁而已，她八岁听到了这个《法华经》呢，她什么？她就开悟成佛。而且是这个故事很精彩哈，这个龙女的故事就是在《法华经》里面的这个《提婆达多品》里面哈，有提到就是文殊师利菩萨告诉这个智基菩萨哈，就是说待会呢不久呢就会有一个龙女呢即将要成佛哈，然后这个智基菩萨不相信，因为是什么？有一个什么有？龙后面那个哪一个字？女字后面一个女字，哦，他觉得说，哎，女众怎么可能成佛？嘿，好，不能成佛，当下这个龙女就现在这个法华灵鹫山上献给这个法华会上的这个菩萨们看，哦，就是说，哎，你们觉得我不能成佛，他就现出来了。现出来之后呢，他把他身上的一颗很珍贵的宝珠献给了谁？对，他献给了佛陀，在供养佛陀的这一刹那呢，他就成佛了。 所以那成佛的过程就是女转男生，对。所以这个观念，提婆达多品这个观念，它彰显了一个大圣非常重要的精神，也是《法华经》最重要的这个核心的思想，就是说人人都可以什么成佛。
In the Lotus Sutra and the two examples, there is ancient Buddha. He practiced for 60 kalpas, still and not be able to gain enlightenment. But on the contrary, this little dragon girl, this little Naga girl, and she's only 8 years old and immediately achieved the Buddhahood. And in the Lotus Sutra, in the chapter of Devada, and Bodhisattva Manjushri and tell this Bodhisattva, and there is a little dragon girl, and then can instantly, immediately achieve Buddhahood. And back then, and women is not considered and can achieve Buddhahood. And so when Bodhisattva Manjushri is telling this Bodhisattva, he doesn't believe it. And so immediately, and this little dragon girl and appear in the Vajra Peak. And she made an offering and one of her her most precious pearl and made an offering to Buddha. And immediately she achieved Buddhahood. So, and she changed the female body and to become the male body. And so, and this is actually one of the center concept of Lotus Sutra, and it means everybody can achieve Buddhahood.
所以呢，法无顿见，人有立顿。哈，那我们可以用唯识学的这个种子来说明。哈，现行熏种子，种子熏现行。哈。那我们先看左边的黄色这个，什么叫现行熏种子？就是呢，我们当下随时随地，我们的身口意业呢，你造作的这些行为都会产生种子，然后藏在呢第八识里面。第八识它不会去分别善恶，全部通通都收，就像垃圾桶全部收进去这样。那收完之后会发生什么？我们看右边绿色这个，种子熏现行。种子熏现行呢，就是我们的第七识叫什么？莫那识。它会一直我们会一直用我们的六根攀六尘。那攀六尘，它所造作的这些行为会产生业果，就是在适当的时候产生行为的业果。这样子的一个状态呢，叫种子熏现行。还有呢，你就是过去含藏的这个第八识里面的种子，会在你攀六尘的时候呢，把这个你过去的第八识的种子交出来，然后呢，就一起产生行为，然后就会产生果报。好，那果报我们知道有善的果报跟不好的果报嘛。好，像有的人数学很好。过去是有熏习，像有的人很会做菜，他过去有熏习，就是他那个种子把他第八识掉出来，他就一下子就很相应。像有的人一点就通，比如说他打坐，奇怪，怎么他才刚学打坐，怎么好像就做得比学很久的人还好？为什么？因为他过去是熏习的关系。
So Dharma, there's no sudden and there's no gradual. So we can use the conscious school and explain this. So on the left and the orange one, the box, is the current action cultivate karmic seeds. So from our body, speech and mind, so we create a wholesome, unwholesome karma. So, and that will deposit into the eighth consciousness. So the eighth consciousness is like a garbage can. So regardless what you deposit in, and it's not going to be distinguished, and collect everything and take in everything. So, and that's the current action, cultivate the karmic seeds, and you keep making deposit into the eighth consciousness. And then you go to the square on the right, the green, on the On the right. And so the karmic seeds cultivate current action. So the seventh consciousness is a mana consciousness, and it is the sixth sense organ and perceive a sixth sense object, and then produce the karmic result. So also, and in this condition, and keep making deposit, and then also, and well, recall, and well, pull out the past deposit in the eighth consciousness. And this is a clinging back and forth, and then and become this behavior, and the karmic seeds and cultivate the current action. So, and going to the eighth consciousness, and some seeds already there, and some seeds may be wholesome, unwholesome, and so, and then well, mature, and then become retribution. And for example, and some people, and maybe they're very good at math, and so they're just good at it, and because and they probably already put a lot of math seeds in the eighth consciousness. Some people, and they're very good at cooking, and it's the same. And then some people, when they just learn meditation, and they will get it, and all because and they made karmic seeds deposit in the eighth consciousness in the past.
所以呢，师父勉励我们修行呢，要不断的什么练习哈、哦，就算是顿根呢，也会变成什么立根哈、哦，就是刚刚唯识的那个概念哈、哦，种子熏哈、哦，一直熏哈、哦。所以像一些有实证。开悟的人哈、哦，他的种子呢，他会常常往善的，哈、哦，往善的，往清净的方面去熏。那他的这个八四田里面呢，他的种子就会一直汰换，就是把一些不好汰换掉，因为他就是一直在熏善的跟清净的种子，所以他就是会不断的修，不断的修呢，就很快就容易成佛。那所以呢，师父勉励我们，要不断练习。顿的也可以变成立根齁。那如果说你都不想练的话呢会怎么样依然还是什么顿的。
That's why our 师父 encourage us. When we practice, we need to constantly practice. Practice after practice and after practice. So without the practice, dull karmic roots still dull. If you keep practice, and dull karmic roots and will turn into sharp karmic roots. So and some enlightened people and they constantly cultivate wholesome and pure seeds into the eighth consciousness. So whatever the storage in the eighth consciousness, then they will empty out the bad one, and they will keep storing the wholesome and pure seeds. So we need a constant practice, dull karmic roots, and will turn into sharp karmic roots.
所以呢，善根需要用心的经营哦。怎么经营哦？师父呢，曾经在我们洞初的这个后花园哦。他说他有播下一个花的种子，然后播下的时候呢，就像刚好像昨天一样下雪。下雪呢，他就下雪怎么办？这样播下去了又下雪，然后就先师傅就拿那个草先把那个花的种子盖起来，盖起来等雪停了之后不下的时候再把那个草拿起来。草拿起来之后就怎么样？就发现这个花种呢慢慢的发芽。那发芽的时候呢慢慢长的时候呢刚开始很瘦瘦黄黄的齁，感觉好像快活不下去齁，没希望。于是呢师父就很用心呢为这个花苗呢浇花施肥，然后每天用心照顾齁。于是终于怎么样，对，开花。
So, planting them, the wholesome karmic seeds deeply and cultivate them diligently. And there was a story from Shifu, and Shifu put one flower seeds in the back garden. And so right afterwards it started snow. And so and Shifu used some grass and cover the seed. And after snow is gone, and then remove the grass, and so constantly And then this seeds and start to germinate, start to sprout. And but in the beginning, it was very yellow and it was very skinny. And then but Shifu keep giving water and then giving fertilizer, and then take care attentively. And then later on, this flower started blossom. So this is tell us and is an example. And we need to plant the wholesome karmic seed deeply and cultivate them diligently.
所以呢，善根需要经营哦，要怎么经营？就是要用心哦，然后不断的练习。所以呢，用心经营之后呢，才会有果子，是不是说形容才可以有果子吃？那如果说呢，你只希望看到花开花，然后你只想要吃到果子，但是你根本没想在这个树上，这个苗上的用心经营哦，那是永远没办法看到。
So therefore, wholesome karmic roots need cultivation, and fruition comes from deep wholesome karmic roots. So, with the right view and constantly and cultivate this wholesome karmic roots, and then you will have a fruition come later. So if it is upside down view, only want to see the flower and gain the fruition without any cultivation.
所以呢，迷人渐渐的修呢，自然会怎么样？开花结果。
So therefore, deluded people practice gradually, and the blessing and fruition will come naturally.
所以我们常常看到公案有一些让我们很羡慕哦。公案就是好像他看到一个什么，然后遇到一个师父呢，然后他就开悟了。接着我们要分享一个马祖道义的弟子哈，这个石拱，这个石拱法师他以前是一个猎人，那有一天他在打猎的时候呢，他射到了一只鹿，然后这只鹿呢被射到之后呢，还是不断的跑哈，要跑走，结果他就一直追追追，追到了这个马祖道义的这个寺院的门前，刚好遇到马祖道义，然后就问马祖禅师，你有没有看到一只鹿？跑过去，然后他说没有，然后他说，然后他就请教这个猎人说，你一次可以射几只鹿？他说我一次呢百发百中，我一次可以射一只鹿。然后他就觉得说，他就笑他哈哈哈，这样就笑他说，你一次才能射一只吼。他说他马祖道义说我一次呢可以射一群，马祖道义说我一次可以射一群鹿。哇，这个石拱法师听了呢，就这个猎人哈，听了当下呢，非常觉得很惊讶，怎么可能你一次射一群，太残忍了吧？你这个和尚怎么那么残忍，一次射一群哈？然后马祖道义就跟他说，我射的呢是众生的迷障，那你何不射你自己的迷障？那当下这个石拱猎人呢？当下他不知道要怎么样，什么叫射自己的迷障，自己怎么射呢？当下没有什么下手处，于是呢他就怎么样开悟了。这种开悟的例子大家都很羡慕齁，师父说我们不要羡慕，我们要用心经营，就像种花一样齁，要用心经营善根。
So a lot of time, Gong'an, we look at the own Gong'an or public case, and so we wish we have encounter great Shifu, we wish we encounter that situation to gain enlightenment. And so, don't be envy that. And I'll give you an example. This Shigong. Shigong is a hunter, the story of he's shooting the deer.So, and back then, Shigong, he is a hunter, and he used a bow and arrow to shoot a deer. So, after the deer got shot and still running, and then run to nearby the monastery of Master Ma Zu Dao Yi. So, the hunter and Shigong and chased after this wounded deer. So, he asked Ma Zu Dao Yi, say, hey, did you see a deer running by?He said, no, I didn't see any. So, So Ma Zhu was asking, oh, you are a hunter, huh? So with one single arrow, can you shoot how many deers? And so this Shi Gong, he's a very precise, he has a very precise skill of a shooting an arrow. So he said, well, with my wonderful, superb skill, I can only shoot one at a time. So Ma Zhu was saying, huh, you know, I can shoot a whole herd of a deer. So this is Shi Gong was very surprised. Man, you are a monk. You can use one single arrow to shoot a whole herd of a deer. That's very cruel. That's very not compassionate. So Ma Zhu was saying, I'm not using the arrow to shoot the deer. I'm using the arrow to shoot sentient beings and confusion and delusion. So can you use the arrow to show your own delusion and confusion? So Shi Gong was thought of for a while. He said, well, you know, I don't know where to start. And because he doesn't know where to start, so he gained his enlightenment. It means, and it really, really means, and this wholesome karmic roots and need to cultivate and gradually, and then So the blessing and the fruition will come naturally. We need to cultivate the wholesome karmic roots.
所以当下没有下手处，他开悟了。那悟呢？开悟的境界呢？有层次的，就是有不同的层次。一个人过去修行的善根，那什么叫悟境？我们来看，悟境呢，就是你自视本心。自见本性。
So enlightenment has many different states, and realize the original mind and see the original nature.
好，我们来看什么叫本心、本性。好，悟境的过程就是你看到了你自己的本心跟本性。那本心就是呢，我们知道心有妄心跟智慧心。那去除了这个自我中心，智慧现前的这一颗心呢，叫做本心。那本性是什么呢？就是佛性，就是人人具备有成佛的可能性。那如果说没有佛性的话呢，人呢就不可能成佛，不可能开悟。所以这个本性呢，就是我们每一个人都有，只是呢，暂时被什么遮住？乌云嘛，然后烦恼啊、无明这些遮住。那透过修行呢，慢慢把这一些无明啊、烦恼啊拨走之后呢，智慧就自然现前，那你就可以看到你的本心跟本性。
So what is original mind? What is original nature? Original mind has the deluded thoughts, wisdom mind, eliminate self-centeredness and the wisdom will reveal. So original nature is a Buddha nature. Everybody encompasses the possibility to achieve Buddhahood. Without Buddha nature, people cannot achieve Buddhahood and then be enlightened. So enlightenment is a process. So from practice and the original mind original mind is Buddha nature, is the original nature. So when we get rid of the vexation, attachment, ignorance, the wisdom will reveal.
好，我们用水呢来做一个譬喻，让大家了解什么叫佛性。就刚开始呢，有人不知道呢有水这个东西，所以我们知道嘛，我们每天都会喝，但是有的人不知道水是什么的时候，你要拿水给他看，然后他看到了水之后呢，哦，知道说原来有水，好，然后呢，有水之后呢，我们是这样子看哦，由下往上，好，知道有水之后呢，他喝了这个水，喝到了水之后呢，他知道这个水的味道，好， 然后同时呢，他进入到这个水里面，就像游泳一样进入到这个水里面。那进入到水里面呢，渐渐的自己跟水一样融为一体，融为一体之后呢，他没有自己的，就是他化在水里面了，自己也不见了，只有水。所以这个过程呢叫做看见佛性，就等于是开悟的意思。
We use this water as analogy and for Buddha nature. And for example, and this particular person and never know the existence about water. So, and we look in this from the bottom to the top. And, well, first of all, don't know there is water. And then finally, and seeing the water and knew about there is water. So, and drank the water and knew the taste of the water and then actually enter into the water.So in itself became the water, and then the self disappears, only the existence of a water, and that's enlightenment. This is the whole process of enlightenment.
所以呢，每一个人呢，开悟见性的程度不一样哈、哦，有的有深，他的悟境比较深；有的有浅，有大有小。这是一个开悟的层次不一样，每个人不一样。那依你过去世所熏的这个种子，还有呢你修行的这个累积的善根有关。
So enlightenment state has a deep, shallow, big and small. It depends on each person's karmic roots.And then also the past cultivation of the karmic seeds. So therefore, enlightenment state has deep, shallow, big, and small.
师父有告诉我们，开悟呢，它必须要具备有一些条件。第一个是什么？我们先看十二点钟的方向。就是师父说，除了有善根之外，然后再来是。三点钟方向要非常什么？对，要非常的努力，就是努力呢非常的重要，就是等于说你要不断的练习这个方法，然后再来往下看，如果善根不够要怎么办？还要再加倍，就是要加香，还要吹香，加倍的努力，加倍努力呢就可以怎么样补救、哦、所以善根呢它需要经营、哦、如果说善根你觉得诶我善根好像没那么深厚，那你就照着这个去做就对了。
So enlightenment needs, what are the requirement and to gain enlightenment? First of all, besides the wholesome beside the existence of a wholesome karmic roots. And then the striving effort are very important. Exertion is very important. But still, it may not have enough wholesome karmic roots. And then what should we do? And we need to double the effort and keep working, work even harder. And that is still salvageable. So therefore, karmic roots need a cultivation.
所以呢，开悟需要具备，就是你要必须要很努力用功、哦。那以这个例子来说呢，对于参话头而言，我们要怎么努力？大家有看到中间这座比较低的山叫什么？不疑不悟。然后左边呢？对，小安。然后最上面呢？大疑大悟。对，所以以参话头而言呢，你如果没有起疑情呢，你就永远没办法得力，就永远没办法开悟。那你如果这个疑情呢，哎，小小的，哎，你就是有那个疑情在呢，哎，你就会有小小的体验、哦、所以小疑呢，你就可以得到小悟、哦、大疑呢，就是你进入了这个整个笼罩了疑团了、哦、进入这个疑团的时候呢，是变成一个很大的疑，然后经过一个很殊胜的因缘呢，有一个善知识帮助你、哦、那你有可能就是这个大疑团怎么样爆炸、哎、对爆炸之后呢，你就开悟了。 所以大疑就有大悟。
So how does that imply to investigation of a huatou? So in, from the beginning, and this is a small mountain, so there's no doubt, there's no enlightenment. So because no doubt, so when you practice, it's not going to gain the strength of the practice. So a little, climbing a little higher, small doubt and then a small enlightenment. You have a small doubt, you may have a small experience and a small enlightenment. And the big mountain on the back is great doubt, great enlightenment. So, and when you're investigating huatou, you're in this deep great doubt, this huge ball mass and of a doubt. So, and because there's a system of cause and condition, you may have a good teacher or you may have encountered some situation and there's a great explosion and that will be the great enlightenment.
所以呢，参话头呢，一定要移情，好。所以呢，你小疑就有小悟，大疑就有大悟。最后呢，师父勉励我们呢，我们这个人生容不容易得？不容易齁，所以我们要怎么样？精进，对，我们年底有活动，就希望尽量来参加齁。好，人生不容易齁，然后呢，中国难生，就是生在佛法兴盛的地方叫中国齁，很难生。然后呢，善知识难遇齁。那我们都遇到了，对不对？好，所以呢，我们要好好的把握修行。那这个人生难得怎么形容？哈，就是像有一只看不见的百年的龟，哈，盲龟，就是它看不见，然后它500年呢，只能浮出水面一次。好，那浮出水面一次呢，刚好。这个海上有漂流一块木头，那这个木头呢有一个洞，然后它看不见的乌龟呢刚好浮出水面，它的头呢又刚好可以伸到这个木板的这个木头这个洞里面，这个几率高不高？对，所以用这个故事来形容说我们要得到这个人生呢非常的难得，所以呢你看我们这一生遇到正信的道场，然后遇到名师圣严师父，好，所以我们都具足了，好，所以呢我们要好好的运用这个道场来修福修慧。
So therefore investigating 话头 and the doubt sensation is very important. So next, and human body is very hard to encounter. And the proper Dhamma is very hard to hear.And it's very difficult to be born in the place and expounding the Dhamma. And also it's very difficult to encounter good teachers. So in the sutras, and there's a description and to as an analogy and to tell how difficult a human body is to encounter. And there was a blind turtle.And it will surface to the water and every 500 years. So every 500 years, and he finally surfaced to the surface of the ocean. And at the same time, and just happened, and there is a floating wood. And on the floating wood, there is a hole. And so, and just while the turtle and surface to the water,And his head can fit into this, the hole in the floating wood. So this probability is very small, very slim. So this is an analogy of how difficult to encounter a human body. So since we have this opportunity and we are in this place and practice the proper Dhamma and we have a great teacher to guide us, we should use this opportunity to practice.
好，所以呢，我们常常会邀请菩萨回来修行共修，然后呢，往往都会得到一个答案啊，法师，我要工作，等我退休再来吧。 法师，那等我的小孩长大，我再来吧。哦，不然法师，等我的孙子带长大了，我再来吧。哦，所以常常会有很多借口。哦，所以师父勉励我们，就是其实我们人体，哦，这样子的形状呢，是一个很好修行的道器。哦，你看啊，只有人这个身体才可以做什么，做像图片这样子，有没有三元定理，对不对？头圆，然后呢手结法界定印，有没有？就一个圆，第二个圆，然后呢腿盘起来双盘，有没有？第三个圆。好，所以只有人体的这个形状呢才有办法修行打坐。虽然刚刚前面有讲慧能大师说不一定要做，哦，他要在洞中修定，哦，但是呢你要洞中修定呢，你必须呢要有静中修定的基础，就等于说你要有打坐的基础，一定的基础之后呢，你在洞中运用禅修的方法才比较能够用得上。否则呢你在定中，你在静中呢，就是连打坐呢你都用不上方法，就很难，就是不用提说你在洞中可以用方法。所以呢，勉励大家，就是尽量有空多回来，大家互相勉励，一起回来修行。好。
So, I encourage everybody keep coming back to practice together. And sometimes I invite people to come back and to practice, and people always say, oh, Fasi, I gotta work. I'm too busy. And maybe after my retirement, I have more time to devote it. Oh, maybe when my kids are grown a little bit, and I will have more time to come back. Or maybe when I'm my grandchildren and they all grown up and I have a time to come back. These are all excuses. And so, and try not to come back to practice. So, and the human body is this kind of shape. It's a very good tool for practice. And so it's like a three circle. The head is a circle. And the hand and has this mudra is a circle. So you're sitting the cross leg is also another circle. So this is a three circles. So this body shape is a very good tool for practice. So even so, and we mentioned it before about six patriarch, and he practiced in the motion, in the movement, in the moving activities. But, and still, first of all, you need to have the basis of build on a sitting meditation and sit it in the stillness. So, and then once you will be able to do that, and so when you practice meditation and in the movement and in the motion, and then you will be able to gain power, gain strength. So if in the stillness you can even sit well and forget about and practice in the movement. So our body is a very good tool for practice. Once this body is gone, do we have another chance to regain it?
所以呢，还有另外一种情况，就是他回来呢只做事，就是回来寺院呢他只做义工，然后有禅修啦、法会啦或课程呢他不参加，有没有？你看很多点头齁。哦，就是有的他就是偏废齁，比如说他只修佛业，就是都来当义工做事，但是会业呢就是只要一些听闻佛法的啦齁，上课的齁，还有打坐这些，他都没兴趣，所以他会偏齁。所以我们修行是不是要怎么样？福慧双修，然后福慧中间有一个很重要的一个关键的修行的东西是什么？精进，就是跨，就是要把这两条桥合起来的一个东西叫精进，就是福业跟慧业齁，要把它连起来的这个粘着剂叫做精进。所以精进心呢要提起来不容易，对不对？有时候还好今天没有下雪齁，如果像昨天下雪这样，大家想说哎呦这么冷不要出去了，在家里比较好齁。 所以呢，我们在修行不要偏哈，不要偏说我只修福业，然后不修慧，或者是我只修慧业，我不修福业，那就会变成什么？那个佛经不是有一个故事，大象什么带璎珞，然后呢，罗汉脱空钵，就是因为他们修行有偏，他并没有福慧双修哈，所以福慧双修的那个把它粘起来那个粘着剂叫什么？精进，对对对，好。
So, maybe some people and now they're willing to come back and to become volunteer, and but they only want to do things and they want to volunteer doing this and doing that. But when there's a meditation, when there's a Dharma service and there's a classes, then they don't want to participate, and they only practice merit.And they are not practicing virtue. So, or some people only practice virtue and don't want to practice merit. So merit and virtue need to practice all together. So what to connect a guru merit and virtue practice together? That is the diligence. So you need to practice both merit and virtue with diligence. So, and then it will be, your practice will be, will not be lopsided.So, and, for example, and, good thing today was not snowing. Otherwise, it's like yesterday, probably nobody will come here today. So, there was, so you need to practice merit and virtue. And so we're not lopsided. And so they were saying, aha, and, only practice one thing. And so they end up with empty, elm's bowl.
同样的呢，我们第三堂课的回家作业呢，还是什么？继续参话头，好，好。
So a homework from this lecture is continue to investigate 话头 without stopping.
我们今天的课程呢，就到这圆满，好，明年再继续，阿弥陀佛。
So the class and will to be continued next year. 阿弥陀佛。